Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled Signs and Squirrels.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had only been one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." In the animated movie Up, there is a delightful golden retriever. His name is Doug. Doug wears a collar that allows him to talk. Doug is all about belonging and relationship. His character emphasizes the value and importance of these two priceless, irreplaceable, and essential human needs. Here's the thing. Doug is easily distracted and summarily pulled off track by every squirrel or possible squirrel he sees or even thinks he sees. Squirrel! Doug leaves his poignant words of loyalty, belonging, and connection hanging in the air as he takes off full speed in the direction of the squirrel, real or imagined. So much for staying focused on what really matters. I understand Doug. I do that. Maybe you do too. Just when I allow myself the space to be present, attentive, and more aware, going deeper into the truth. Squirrel! The crowd in today's gospel story is counting boats. They are imagining how many disciples got into the boat. While they are trying to figure this out, more people in boats arrive. Now a crowd, analyzing the evidence and figuring out, like detectives, how to track Jesus. They want to see Jesus. Personally, I am rooting for them to find him. And when they do, I am so pleased for them. Might we identify with the crowd searching for Jesus in the midst of these concerning and hard times, wondering, where will we find God in COVID-19, social distancing, and lockdown? So yes, I am totally with this crowd as they seek Jesus, and I'm right there with them as they find him. Oh, they are relieved, expecting, curious. Yet, when Jesus hears their question, "When did you get here?" he doesn't respond with the time, the day, or the hour he arrived on the spot. He seems to recognize they're chasing a squirrel. The evangelist uses the word sign in Jesus' reply. The loaves were more than about the empty stomach. The fish were more than about satisfying momentary hunger. Is the question about the time I arrived really your hope that you didn't miss another miracle? Is that what you are learning from me? That you can get stuff from me? Jesus seems to be saying, look deeper. Look below the surface. See more. Plumb the extraordinary meaning and implication of that moment. Just a few loaves and fishes becoming enough for 5,000. In that moment, handed that basket. My words to God were not of need, but of boundless thanks and deep gratitude and blessing. Thanks for food provided. Gratitude for food to be shared. Gratitude expanding heart and mind. Grateful for being alive and together in dire circumstances, far from home, with little or no food. This brought us together. The trappings of what about me fell away. Our belonging to one another, to all of creation, just as was originally cast in Eden, was present once again. And still is. Unless, of course, we are distracted and run after a squirrel. Rather, we can seek God's presence in the now out of our deep appreciation of and knowing the truth, God with us, Emmanuel. Are not the life-giving truths of incarnation and resurrection alive in and with us right now, even without a cure, without a vaccine? If Jesus teaches us anything, it is that God's love will never abandon us, ever. Whether we are on our knees in Gethsemane, falling as we attempt to carry our worries, concerns, and even injustices, or if we are being hung on a cross, God is with us, loving us into infinite life. Let not this moment, these circumstances distract us. Let our concern for each other transform our singular concern for self. Let our actions and choices be signs, a profound understanding and deep meaning, going about the work of God with profoundly grateful hearts, welcoming the presence of Emmanuel, the risen one, with us now and in every circumstance. We stay the course, signs of love and hope. No need to chase that squirrel.